All right. I have two fun questions for you about everything that's going to happen on Tuesday, but let's get to questions from fans. What do you got for me?
Okay. This one's from Kevin Borowitz.
Okay.
How is it possible this team wins the Super Bowl? I have an answer for this. I don't know if you do, but I can start.
Sure. Go ahead.
They have the second best player in football.
Yeah, I mean,
that is how they win a Super Bowl. I legitimately think that there is like, I know there's the NFL top 100 and you can have the conversation about Lamar and Burrow and like all these guys. And I think they're all exceptionally talented. I think Josh Allen in the playoffs can go toe to toe with literally anybody. So my thing with this team this year, hard schedule, not a very talented roster compared to years past, just get in. And if you get in, your quarterback gives you a chance in every game that you play. Imagine they get in as a 7 seed. Could you imagine the 2 seed having to go up against the Bills and Josh Allen? Like when the Bills have been the 2 seed, they've played Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson and Mac Jones. Imagine if it's the Bills as the 7 seed and you got to go play against Josh Allen. Just get in, and I think your quarterback can do anything against anybody.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I would say the other reason is because it's the NFL. Injuries happen around the league. And, you know, I just was, you know, I think when you have a war of attrition, you know, you get to a big spot, playoff game, a couple bounces, a couple injuries. I think that's very possible for those reasons. And it's not easy by any stretch, but yeah, that's how.
Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting one. What are some of the lesser known aspects of how cut down day works? Do the coaches speak with every player they cut? Do they reach out to teams ahead of time to talk about players, stuff like that? I think that's a really interesting question because there is a lot that goes into it. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
I'll start. The Buffalo Bills, the way most teams do it, and I know the Bills do it, is Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean meet with every player that they're going to release. Mm-hmm. They believe that they should talk to that player. It's a very emotional moment for them. Mm-hmm. They're going to tell that player what, be honest with them. Here's why, here's what you can work on. And here's what we'd like to do. If you could, you know, if you're going to be around and we want to bring you back and practice squad, but that's how it goes. I mean, it's not just a phone call. Hey, you're done. Bring your playbook. Now, maybe some organizations do that. The Bills, they are an organization that wants to make sure that, you know, they kind of do right by the player because the player is going to be in a very, you know, emotional state and needs to be told what's going on.
Yeah. I think that they're incredibly transparent. I think that their pro scouts are already doing all of the research around the league, as they have been, about guys who could potentially be released that the Bills think would make sense for them, or about potential trades that they need to look into. I think that some guys are blindsided by this news, but most of them aren't. These guys are not in a cave. They're looking up stuff. They're looking at these projections that we do and that a lot of people do. They know what's going on. So I think some of the people are going in expecting it and honestly, like hoping that they've won a job on the practice squad. I think that that's really how some people approach it. And then others are obviously, you know, it's a really crappy day. We've been there before on cut down day. And it's at times the highest of the highs for people. Remember the Quentin Morris when we found out he made the team and his locker was spelled wrong and you pointed it out and he was just like, I didn't even care. Yeah. I just wanted to make the team. And like, same thing when Reggie Gilliam ended up making it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And like when Ryan Vandermark and Alec Anderson made it last year, and just like the jubilation of just the enjoyment and excitement. And then there's obviously guys who have kind of played their last bit of football. So it's a very emotional day for teams.
No doubt about it. Any others you have?
Florida barbecue and grill. Pulled pork, brisket, or ribs?
Ooh, I'm a brisket guy.
I'm of those, I would say ribs. This is from Captain Clutch. 1 to 10 level of confidence in Bass to start the season. So I guess for the sake of this, we'll say 10 is extremely confident and 1 is not confident at all.
5.
I was going to say
50, man.
I was going to say 4. I was going to say 4.
Well, here, wait, I think this has to come with some nuance. Confidence to kick a 43 yarder. Six.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a line of demarcation. What are you confident in after 45 going down to probably about a 4?
Yeah. But the issue is that his selling point was his range.
Yeah.
And his power. So I need him to be under 45.
Has that power. It just hasn't been as accurate.
is like Fulton Reed, Mighty Ducks. It's like one out of five with the slap right. shot, like every once in a while. Yeah, so this is a good one. Surprise make, surprise cut. You got anybody? I mean, we kind of talked about these.
Surprise make on the team, surprise cut. Let me look. And surprise cut. Like, surprise cut is always a tough one. I don't know if I would even predict someone's going to get cut. I just think that if they were, it would be kind of a surprise and to most people, but I could see it happening. I think I would go with Bailyn Spector for that. I would think, and because of what Joe Andreessen has done, because of Bailyn Spector's availability or lack of availability, but then again, the injury. And I just wonder still about Kyrie Elam and where they are with him. And I think he's had a nice, better camp, but I just, you know, with what Daquan Hardy's been able to do a little bit, put him on the boundary. I think about him a little bit for this. So I wonder about that. That would be cut. I'll think about make in a second. What do you got for either or?
I guess Collins, Lyle Collins.
Yeah.
They gave him decent money to go out and add him as a key depth offensive lineman. And I think he's going to make it, but I won't be shocked if he doesn't. So to me, that would be the one who I would say could potentially be the surprise cut. Surprise make.
I mean, you already had Tylan Grable. He's not a surprise make for you for most people, like coming into camp. I think by now, if you said that to most people at start of camp or after the draft, that Tylan Grable's going to make it, that'd be a surprise, I think.
Yeah, but I also think surprise has to move the meter with like a casual fan. I don't know if a casual fan is like, ooh, Tylan Grable made the team. I think it would be like, ooh, DeMar Hamlin didn't make the team. Like, I think it's got to be somebody with like name recognition or experience to qualify as a surprise. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, that's why I don't really know if there's a surprise make. Honestly, surprise make, I think, is Joe Andreessen. Like, that's not anything we would have anticipated a month ago.
I think about the safety spot a little bit. Like, could Kendall Williamson get a spot over a DeMar or something like that? Could Kareem Jackson, would they do something like that? I'm not really sure. I love Tecori Couch, but I just think that's too much of an ask. Like we said, it's probably, you know, practice squad for him. So that's probably where I'm at, you know, with all of those guys. Maybe KJ Hamler still. I don't know.
I know it's kind of a bit. I'm being genuinely serious. I don't think it happens right now. I think Micah Hyde is on this team within like a month. I really do.
I mean, you've been on this thing for so long.
I'm not going to give it up.
What does he do then? Okay, let's walk this through. He's on the team. He's starting. He's the starting safety.
I don't think it's crazy.
I didn't. I'm telling you, if he's on this team, he's the starting safety.
I think so.
Next to Taylor Rapp.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. I just think that like you brought in Mike Edwards. And he hasn't been available at all. He's got experience, but he also has never really been a full-time starter. You know who has for this coach? Micah Hyde. I'm not saying that Micah Hyde is the Micah Hyde he was 3 or 4 years ago, but I think he's the best option. If Micah Hyde walked onto their team right now, I think he would be the best safety they have.
That's a fair point. Maybe.
Which is a problem about the room.
Well, right. It's an indictment on the room. You're right.
Yes.
It also just says how, you know, great Micah Hyde's been. I would still be concerned about the injury. I'd be concerned about the age, the injury. How much are they paying him? I'm not really sure. I guess, you know, if they can fit him, they can fit him. Mm-hmm. They would do that. And I'm not sitting here telling you that I don't think the Bills should or will at all have Micah Hyde on the team. I mean, heck, I'm the MC for his charity softball game. I love Micah and his wife.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I get it. What I'm telling you is I'm reading the Bills and how they're playing it, and it feels like that is just not something they're interested in unless they need to be interested in later in the season.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly how this is going to play out. In less than a week, we are going to be there talking to Brandon Bean for the Wednesday after the cut day, and he's going to do a press conference, and he's going to get asked a bunch of questions. And me or one of my colleagues is going to say, has there been communication with Micah Hyde recently, and where does that stand? And Brandon is going to look us in the eye, and he's going to say, you know, we really respect Micah, what he's done for this organization as a player. He's staying ready. The door is not closed. And we'll keep those conversations between us. That's what's going to happen. And then I'm going to say on the podcast the next day,
hey,
he's coming back in a couple of weeks.
If they do this, I will give you full credit. I'm not even like railing against it. I'm just saying, I just think that you're too ambitious on it.
I
give it a chance. I just think it's way too soon.
If Micah's listening to this, if you make the decision, call me. and then I'll break the news. Not Schefter, not Ian Rappaport. Call me, and then I'll put it out there that I've been beating the drum for like 3 months. What were your questions?
Oh, here we go. You ready? I have two questions for you. I'm going to give you two over-unders.
Okay.
Over-under, number of trades Brandon Bean makes between now and Tuesday is a half.
Over. Over.
Ooh, how many is he making?
I thought you were going to say one and a half.
Okay, one and a half. I'll give you one and a half. How many is he making?
I think he's making two.
Okay.
I think he's trading somebody I think he's trading somebody. That's the thing that could be sneaky. Like trading somebody who we put on this roster to a different team for an asset and then using that asset to go out and get something that they need.
Let's remember they do have a second round pick from the Minnesota Vikings coming next year. And the Minnesota Vikings, a lot of people think, will not be very good this year. Mm-hmm. He knows he has a little extra draft capital to play with if he does want to do something to spin it to a player coming to the Bills. Other over under. How many players who are not currently on this 91-man roster will be members of the Buffalo Bills on Wednesday, over under 2.5?
Under. Under. I think they make
two trades.
I think one goes out and one comes in.
Okay, but only one different than somebody who's actually on the team now.
That's what I think. Right. But I won't be shocked. There's very little that they could do that would shock me.
Oh, I agree with that. I think that they're in a position where you just never know what's going to happen. Well, we'll find out on Tuesday. Go ahead.
Would you have made the Jahan Dotson trade?
From the Bills?
Yeah.
No.
I don't disagree. It's a hefty price. A day two pick.
Wait a minute. It's funny you say that. It's a hefty price, yet here's what I think is crazy about it. He's a first round pick from 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's in division, which should be a premium on paying for him. Maybe it was. Uh-huh. And yet the Bills got a better deal for a 30-year-old wide receiver in Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, Stephon Diggs was an all-pro, and Jahan Dotson has done... I know. I think it's
amazing the Bills got a second-round pick when Jahan Dotson, who was a first-round pick 2 years ago, goes for a third.
If it was a fourth, I would have said it 100 times out of 100, the Bills should have did it. A third is rich. You get a really good player in the third round.
But here's why I say I don't think the Bills should do it. What does Jahan Dotson bring that this team kind of doesn't have already?
Another lottery ticket.
I mean, but I'm just, when does he get on the field for me to see if I can cash that lottery ticket?
In Buffalo?
He's had less than 600 yards each of his first two seasons. Maybe he's going to be great. I actually was a really big Jahan Dotson fan coming out of college in the first year. And I thought, oh my God, this guy could be really good. And maybe circumstance has led that where he could be awesome in Buffalo. But I just feel like he's just another guy on this team, like a lot of guys they have.
Is that the position that if you think they made a move, it would be receiver? Or do you think they would do something else like safety, linebacker?
I think if they bring anyone in, the most likely position is wide receiver. I think if they ship anyone out, the most likely position is defensive end.
I think that's a very good point. Defensive end is a very, very good point. Like, could you trade Kingsley Jonathan or could you trade Casey Tuhill for a seventh or something? Mm-hmm. That's a really, of the positions, I think that's, you kind of hit the nail on the head with that.
Yeah, I don't know if, I don't know if there's a trade to be made. For the Buffalo Bills, I will tell you that Brandon Bean in our radio production meeting, I asked him about the trades that are going on, and he said, for everyone there's made, there's about 100 phone calls, Sal. So, I mean, there's a lot of talk going on, you know, in the NFL between general managers right now. All right. Well, listen, we've talked for close to an hour here. We hope everybody enjoyed us breaking down the roster and where it might sit as of Tuesday, but we'll get back after it on Tuesday and let the dust settle and Matt and figure it out. Let's remember, though, just because the roster is kind of quote unquote set on Tuesday with the 53 doesn't mean it's set because Wednesday is waivers. That's when, there's three guys that really we would like on other teams that got released. We're just going to claim them. And now we're going to cut three guys we kept.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that happen a couple of years ago with Nick McLeod? Didn't he make the Bills?
Oh, yeah.
And then didn't because they claimed somebody?
I think it might have been. That could have happened. I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I mean, you got it. Hey, the Bills have had several guys claimed also over the last few years, right? Jack Anderson, who played today for the Panthers, he was on their squad. Jack Anderson, he was claimed. Who was the Alec? It was not Alec. No. Alex. What's the guy's name? They drafted. He's on the Patriots now. Alex. They drafted him a couple of years ago. It's going to bother me.
Is it Alec Anderson?
No. It was it Alex Anderson and not Alec.
I thought it was Alec Anderson.
No, Alec Anderson is on the team now.
Oh yeah, duh.
I'm gonna tell you exactly who it is. Well, no, he wasn't here. Give me one second. Jack Anderson was claimed, but he was plucked by the Eagles a couple of years ago. Okay, and then he went to the Colts. The Bills have Ryan Vannemark, so that's not the guy. I'm talking about a guy they drafted. Here it's Alex Austin was drafted by the Bills in the 7th round. And he was waived, and the Patriots claimed him, and he actually picked off Josh Allen last year.
Was Alex Austin from a team that wore orange in some capacity? Why is that ringing a bell?
In college? Yes, yeah. Oregon State.
That's why. I remember the videos of him playing in college. Yes, the flashbacks there.
Glad that
we got there. We got to talk for 30 more seconds just so we can go over an hour, and then we're going to wrap up.
Okay.
I mean, we've had our episodes before, but not. I mean, nice this is a random one. Here. We'll try and do another one next week. It's probably smart to wait until. Well, we could do something Tuesday, but I was going to say it might be smarter to wait until Wednesday because I think there might be something that happens between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Either way, whatever. We could do either way. We'll figure it out. But yeah, Tuesday is cuts. By the way, it's just because the timelines of everything here. Cuts are going to happen, and final cuts have to happen by 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Every team in the NFL has to be down to 53. That's when they can put guys on IR. They can keep two guys. They can designate two IR guys that day for return later. Anybody else who goes on IR, they don't designate, is out for the season, short of an injury settlement later. Then all the players who are not in the league 4 years who are released are subject to waivers, and any team can claim them by Wednesday at noon. Anybody who's released who has been in the league 4 years is a free agent automatically. They can sign with another team anywhere else. That's how all this is going to happen. We do not expect to have any practice with the Bills Monday or Tuesday. We are going to hear from Sean McDermott, I believe, on Monday. Is that probably the plan?
My assumption, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll hear from Brandon Bean on Wednesday after the dust has basically settled here. And then we start talking about the Arizona Cardinals.
Indeed.